You are listening to the audio production of The Space Between Words by Michelle Phoenix, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Simona Chitescu-Wyke.
When the Paris attacks occurred in November 2015, the fabric of my spirit felt bloodied. This was the nation that had cradled my childhood, that still flows through my veins like its meandering Seine and rises in my memory like its towering Eiffel. From infancy to adulthood, France has seeped its essence into the marrow of my identity. Depicting the events that brought the country to its knees was an act of love and prayer for France. Prologue. 1695, Gatigny, France. My name is Adeline Bayard, and my life may end today. Or it may stretch its final throes into another dawn. Existence is a flimsy thing. I savor its fragility with every breath I take. I made a promise weeks ago, the night my family tore apart, to trace the winding path that led us to the brink of our extinction. So I begin to write these pages from the shadows above the forge, because story is sacred, insurgent in its power to unravel tangled roots. Two generations warned us of the wrongs we face today. My grandfather passed on to us the tales his father told. The August night when the streets of Paris ran red with martyrs' blood. The savage slayings of St. Bartholomew's 3,000. The wave that surged over city walls and seeped its crimson into provincial soil with tens of thousands more raped and branded, tortured and murdered for refusing to exchange their faith for the king's. Their offense was being Protestant, believing in a God who needed neither pope nor priest to make himself known. Their sin was challenging the church and its fear-mongering, its clergy and their profiteering. Their transgression was daring to dissent with a crown whose authority depended on its people's docility. The battle raged for decades, undeterred by truces and edicts. The wealthiest of the Protestants, named Huguenots, escaped to safer lands, often leaving everything behind, while the poor and courageous took to fields, caves, and dried-up riverbeds to worship and read from Bibles banned by the king and his court. When the edict of
sample complete. Ready to continue?